heated and hot. Whoops, Mr. Model, I'm a coffee pot.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and Coffee Break's a new play by Ivy Tech alumna Brendan Edwards. It'll be on stage in the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center's Rose Fire Bay Friday and Saturday, the 17th and 18th. And our guests are the playwright, Brendan Edwards, and the artistic director of the John Waldron Arts Center, who's directing the play, and that's Paul Daly. Brendan, you had all sorts of opportunities. You could have written for the school newspaper. You might have written poetry on the side, maybe short stories. What led you to playwriting?
The desire to control a world.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, desire to control a world. Is this the first world that you've managed to work out your desires on?
Yes, this is my first play. I think I gravitated towards this play and the coffee shop setting because I've worked in a coffee shop for 5 years, and it just felt like its own unique experience.
Kind of write what you know?
Exactly.
A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
This is the setting. We'll get to the story in a moment, but as you worked for 5 years in a coffee shop, did you pick up a number of different characters?
Yeah. Coffee shops, I think, attract a lot of characters. And spending that amount of time around them, I think I got to see what different personality traits they have, views on work and life, temperaments, humor.
Paul, tell us a little bit about working with a new playwright on a world that she'd like to control while you're the director.
It's been a great experience. Brennan is wonderful to work with, which is why I've been working with her for the past 4 odd years.
How have you been working with her for 4 years?
Brennan has been working with the Ivy Tech Student Productions since 2014 as our resident lighting designer.
Uh-huh.
So Brennan is a student that I've known for a long time, have really grown to trust. I know that she is very curious and interested in learning and growing beyond her current skill level. And that's what really attracted me to working with her on this new play. I think one of the most interesting aspects of this show is how many people we have trying out roles that are new to them. Joel Watson is trying out lighting design. He's never done lighting design. He's done sound design. He's been an actor. Zoe Mantha is one of our students who is trying out set design for the first time. She's been an actor in the past. It's a lot of people learning to grow past what they already know. And that has been a really amazing experience, I think, for all of us. It pushes me in new and exciting ways.
Brennan, you're creating the world, and what's the story? What's the backbone for this little world of yours?
Well, I said that I wrote it to control a world, which was a bit of a joke. I do like the amount of control I have as a writer, but I really wrote it in order to explore themes, ideas I had observed through my work life, how we tend to create families out of our coworkers. Even though we may not spend any time with them outside of work, but you learn all these intimate details and you share all these details, but then one day they don't work there anymore and this little family has ceased to be. So I wanted to explore that.
At the same time, it's described as a comedy.
It is.
It is.
We've talked about this often, about why Brennan felt that it was a comedy.
And had to be described as so.
And I think what we've settled on is this idea that these people are so recognizable that it is funny to watch them.
They're recognizable because many people feel like they've worked with these types of people. So situationally, I think it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets to some very real places, which Paul has really helped with that. The play has changed a lot, because I saw the humor and he really brought out these beautiful moments.
Comedy, some beautiful moments. Playwright Brennan Edwards and the director Paul Daly. Coffee Break, it opens on Friday the 17th, plays the 18th. It'll be in the Rose Fire Bay at the John Waldron Arts Center. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.